No, I'm not your boyfriend, thought I'd let you know. No. Change my Facebook status, I'm taking this solo. Don't be Britney after JT and then go psycho. YOLO like Drizzy Drake says in the motto. Hey, 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 love you. No, it's not you, it's me. No, it's really you. You know what Taylor Swift said is absolutely true. Never, ever, ever call me because I won't be calling you. Hey, I am the Biebs. Get any skank I want. Hey, girl, I'm breaking up with you. Yeah. No, I'm not your boyfriend. Selena, adios. Gonna give me some strange tonight after the show. I'm 18 and horny, man. I know what I want. I don't got a girlfriend. So line them hoochies up. Line them hoochies up.
Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:10 up to 31 today. Oh, poor Selena. She got busted up with, or did she break up with him?
It just says that they broke up.
Anyways, Mitchell.
Did they change it on their Facebook yet? That's the big question.
I don't know. I don't even know if they have their own, like, personal Facebook.
Could you even have a personal Facebook?
I can't imagine. I mean, you probably could, but you would have to have
everything super private
and you'd have to change your name.
And then you would have to be friending the ones you actually wanted to friend for the personal one.
Right.
Outside of that, yeah, I don't know if you were somebody that big and famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I don't know if you could or not.
It wouldn't even be worth it.
It'd be, yeah. You would not be able to use your real
name.
You
would still use it.
I probably would.
Yeah.
But you would not be able to use your real name.
There was another song I was going to play here.
Okay.
From the maker of Friday.
Yay.
I think his name is Patrice Wilson. Yeah. He's the guy who was the man behind the song. Mm-hmm. Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Well, there's a new song that's just as bad. And actually, Friday wasn't that bad. I mean, it was very kiddish and it was very, you know...
It kind of has grown on me,
kinda
honestly.
Kind of Disney. You know, it's like something that would be on a Disney album.
I kind of like it.
But it's not the worst song ever. And it had a pretty solid hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, yeah, it was kind of annoying for a while, but...
But now that the annoying...
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Okay.
Friday. Even though it's Monday.
Maybe her singing was a little nasally, but... Well. there's a new one. This girl's name is Nicole Westbrook, and the guy wrote another song that she bought and did a YouTube video for, you know, the whole same package as Rebecca Black.
Yay.
This one's called It's Thanksgiving.
Oh, 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 it's Thanksgiving. Oh, we were gonna have a good time. Oh, 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 it's Thanksgiving. We are gonna have a good time with the turkey.
All right. It's Thanksgiving.
Were they going, yeah, to potatoes?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm still getting texts from Debbie.
Will you just tell her? You're so mean.
She said, and to think I voted you as station manager because of zombies, but I'm okay with that. Even if you wait an hour, that is still sooner than I'm going to have to find out from the show. Well, I wasn't thinking about an hour. I was thinking more like maybe Thursday, Friday, maybe.
You're so rude. Just tell her.
I don't know. It's not often I have this kind of information over someone who wants it. Usually no one cares.
Just tell her. She voted for you for station mayor.
I'm going to tell her before she finds out from the show.
Oh my gosh. You can probably Google it, Debbie. I'm sure you could find it.
Well, she could. That's true.
And then you don't have to wait on Andy.
I got an email from Samantha. I said, this morning about 6:30, you guys talked a little bit about wedding songs and Andy played Bittersweet Symphony. Just wanted to say that my husband and I got married in August 2011, and we had a string quartet playing that as we were ushered guests out after the ceremony. We loved it and received many compliments. And that was exactly, my buddy got married in August of 2011 out in Denver, and they did the exact same thing. It goes so well with it.
It's so beautiful.
But at the same time, it's kind of, I don't know, I recognize it right away. I'm like, oh, cool song, but Bittersweet Symphony?
Well, and the thing is that it has an unfortunate title.
Yeah.
But the song is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Especially the instrumental of it. I love that song. I always said if I remarry and it would be a scenario where I would walk in to song, I would love to walk into the instrumental of that song.
Yeah. Walk into that?
Yeah. Because I'm different like
no,
that.
No. Mm-hmm. You can't walk into
Why
that.
Why can't I walk into that? It's beautiful.
You can't walk into that. It's too upbeat.
Why can't I walk into that?
You got to have a slow tempo going in. Be up tempo coming out.
No, I can walk into that.
No.
You can still walk slow with that.
It's yeah. too...
No, no, you can still walk slow to that.
I don't... It's too cheery.
Mm-mm.
It's way
like
too
it.
Cheery walking into a wedding.
Well, you're not
like
supposed
walking
to be
into
sad
a wedding.
Walking into it. I just threw a Sharpie at him for those who can't see. You're such a jerk.
Need more Andy and...
Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 823 up to 31 today. Going to be a little bit windy. Let's see if I've gotten heard back from Debbie yet.
Will you stop messing with her?
Okay.
You're rude. Just tell her already.
She says Google has lots of possibilities.
Ah.
Like a telemarketer. Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome if...
A telemarketer?
During the zombie apocalypse.
What?
Yeah.
What when are you going to buy?
You hear the big cruise ship arm. You ever get that one?
No.
It's like an automated telemarketer call.
Oh.
I get that one from time to time.
Well, I mean, seriously, what could you be telemarketing during the zombie apocalypse? Bullets? Guns? Crossbows? I mean, like, seriously, what would you...
Food.
It's not like, would you like to change your phone service?
Probably trying to get you to buy a credit card or, you know, consolidate your finances.
Yeah. Consolidate your finances because it really matters right now during the zombie apocalypse.
Amanda is on the phone. How are you, Amanda?
I'm good. I just want to say that I totally agree with Mel that you could walk to your wedding, like, up the aisle with Bittersweet Symphony.
See? I totally
it's better
think...
Better than, like, a plain old boring wedding march. You
that's
know?
What
like,
I'm saying. Many...
It's like, that's for, like, mom-pop weddings, you know?
Yeah, I totally think that and it's not that fast to walk into. It's you can totally time that out to walk in just right. It'd be beautiful.
I think Canon or Yaesu, Joy of Man's Desiring are like the two greatest walk-in wedding songs.
I don't
there
even
are.
Know what songs you're talking about.
Well,
you would know them if you heard them.
I saw that YouTube video with the couple that did the whole Chris Brown.
Yeah, that's obnoxious.
But it was cool. They thought of something different, which made their wedding memorable.
True. I because if I get married again, it's going to be something different. It's going to be not a traditional, unless
it's
the guy,
be Elvis.
Unless the guy really, really, really wants it to be traditional, it's not going to be traditional.
Heartbreak yeah. Hotel.
It might, well, it's not going to be a Heartbreak Hotel, but it might be Elvis marrying me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how he's all like Donnie Downer about weddings. Isn't he married?
Yeah, I am. That was, it's called a joke.
It's called sarcasm,
sure.
So he says.
Some people
so
take me
says.
Very, very seriously mm-hmm. when they really should not.
Mm-hmm. Will you stop it?
You can't play taps for a wedding march.
No, I agree. You shouldn't.
But I'm
rude.
Just saying,
you know what would be funny?
But it would like, be funny
would be,
if you
I'm
did.
I'm just going to say, I might do that just for the laughs.
Just to get laughs, yeah. Start walking in. And just see the reaction on people's faces.
And have the video cameras going right at the beginning.
Yeah, you've got like the, you know, play the Bittersweet Symphony as the wedding party's coming in. You know, you got that going on.
Yeah.
All right, everybody stands up and then.
I would know. I would do it. I would
just
do it.
If you're doing it for laughs, yes, absolutely.
That is something that I would totally do, and I would have the video cameras on my all my everybody that was there at the ceremony.
I think
so
it would be.
You need to play taps at the wedding rehearsal. That'd be funnier.
Well, that's what. Like, if I had suggested that at my wedding, my wife would have probably been okay with that at the rehearsal, just as a joke.
Yeah.
You know, just to get a laugh out of everybody in the wedding party. There's no way she would have gone for it, even as a joke, at the actual wedding.
You know, I probably wouldn't with my first wedding, but this one, If I, sorry, not this one. I'm not getting married. I'm not even dating anybody. But if I did get married again, I would totally do something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking, if you did it at the wedding rehearsal, like a day before the wedding, and you're playing taps, then you're going to have everyone worried for at least 12 hours. The joke out.
No, I would.
Or, well, if you did it and just played stupid, like you didn't realize what taps was.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I would do it, and I would have the video cameras on everybody invited, and just to see their faces. Yeah. It would be hilarious.
It would be priceless. Thank you for the call, Amanda.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like it. Punk your wedding guests.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. Please remind me if I do ever get married that I want to do that.
I'm going to run sound during your wedding.
Oh, I can just see how that's going to go.
Yeah, I would be in the back with all of my buttons.
Oh, boy.
Do you, Melissa?
I put meat in it. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
You're not running sound.
Oh, come on.
No way.
It would be great.
No way ever. Like, ever.
Something goes wrong and...
Sorry about that.
What else would you do? What else could you play during the wedding?
Well, perhaps... let me look here. Just randomly, you know, as you're going over to light the Unity candle.
Diarrhea.
That would be nice.
Or when someone... when one of the guests walks in wearing a cowboy hat and Wranglers.
South Dakota!
That's my favorite.
Yeah. And right before you start exchanging vows.
I'd like to have a calm discussion on this topic. Do you think we can manage that?
How about that? Or once the vows are finally read and everything's done.
This isn't a democracy anymore.
That's how the wedding goes.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:42. We're going to top out at 31 today. A little bit windy. I got a email from Ashley. She said, why are people so against gift cards for Christmas? You get to pick out something you want and don't have to pretend like it's some crappy gift. Or pretend like it's a good gift when it's crappy, I think is what she meant to say. And I get to save on wrapping paper. Win-win. Plus, I don't know why some think they are not personal enough for a Christmas present. I don't want panties or anything unless I get a Victoria's Secret gift card.
Right.
Winky face. Good question.
You know.
I'm fine with a gift card. It does not offend me at all to get a gift card.
I think if you ask for a gift card... I think that it's cool.
Okay, everybody who knows me and is wanting to give me a gift, just get me a gift card.
Where to?
Get one of the generic ones that are like a credit
card. Like Visa then, ones or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, then I can spend it wherever I want to.
Okay, I like that. That's actually the way to do it if you're going to do it.
But then if you're going to do that, why not just give cash?
Right. I don't know.
Okay, so then you should do it for the store.
Okay.
Because then at least there is some thought put into it.
Yeah, you have to actually go to that store and purchase.
No. I mean that they know what store you would like a gift card from.
Right. So what store would you like?
Well, I'm not going to throw out.
Oh, okay.
That on the air right now. But like you would know where I would want a gift card.
Yes, I would know. And most people buying you a gift card probably would know.
Yes. And that's enough thought for me. If you thought about it enough that I know what where I would like a gift card from, and then I can spend it on one I actually want,
right?
You know,
yes,
because like if somebody was like, oh, I'm gonna get Andy some bullets for his new gun, okay, great. If you know nothing about guns, guess what? I'm probably getting something I can't use.
And if you don't know what kind of gun you have,
yeah, well, that's what I meant.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, someone gets me 357s for my 9mm.
That would be bad. That would be bad.
Not going to work. And you can't return ammo either. Right. I just found out recently. So
yes, that would be bad.
So yeah, I think gift cards are great.
I think that they should be asked for. Like I, this year, would love nothing more than gift cards. I would love it. So that would be totally fine and dandy with me.
Mm-hmm, me too. I don't have an issue with gift cards.
And I have one place in particular because of something that I would want to purchase.
What about for the significant other, though?
I, I think from family members, I would prefer gift cards. I think from the significant other, I want something a little bit of thought.
I think boyfriend, you probably, if you're buying something for your girlfriend, guys, probably shouldn't do the gift card.
Mm-mm.
They're going to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married to the woman, you can totally get a gift card.
Depends how long you've been married.
First year, no, because she still thinks it's a fairy tale.
Right.
Wait till...
I'd say after 3 or 4 years.
Wait till the third Christmas after you get married, then you can do gift cards.
Yeah. At least. I think that's a good rule of thumb.
Especially the first Christmas. Like, you just got married this summer, and this is the first Christmas.
Oh,
she's still
not get a gift card.
She's still adjusting to the fact that she doesn't have a white picket fence yet. and that people aren't asking her about her wedding every single day.
Yeah, she's in fairy tale land still.
Well, no, she's not there anymore. She's trying to deal with... I mean, am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be, you know, overly, you know, calling anybody out, but that kind of how it seems to me.
Oh, yeah. I think there's still in a little bit of a fairy tale in the first year.
And you know something that the first year we were married, it was still, everything was still very new. And Crystal's not the type of gal to want to have all that attention on her anyway. But like, it was, the interesting part was, because we didn't live together before we got married. So it was getting used to that.
Oh, yeah.
Made the first year really interesting. Especially the first 6 months before we bought our house.
Oh, I bet.
It was like, okay, I have the second bedroom is my area. The rest of the house the rest of the apartment belongs to her. And at first we tried to do the share the same bathroom thing, even though there was another bathroom, but it was clear on the other end of the apartment. It was kind of a big apartment and it was a long way to go when it's cold, you know, but yeah, it didn't take long before I just started showering in there. Not long at all. We have got tickets to Stomp to give away.
Yes.
If you want them, we're going to play a game called Did the Bond Girl Live?
Well, that's just mean.
Well, it's a fictional character.
Still.
And some of the characters lived to the end of the movie and some of them didn't. What's wrong with that game?
I don't like it.
It's topical.
Okay, whatever.
Skyfall just came out.
Well, I'm not saying it's not topical, but wow.
Because not all the Bond girls lived. I thought it was good topical trivia.
Sure.
What's okay. Wow. Thanks for stealing my thunder there. If you would like tickets to Stomp, 361-5557. If you get 2 out of 3 of these right, we will give you a pair of tickets to Stomp on Wednesday night. Good luck. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 8:56. We are going to top out at 31 today. Blustery, cold. We are going to play Did the Bond Girl Live to win some tickets to Stomp at the Washington Pavilion on Wednesday night.
They're also playing Tuesday night, just so you know.
Yeah. Let's see here. Jessica is on the phone. How are you, Jessica?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, I am going to give you the names of 3 Bond girls, and you have to tell me which one lived to the end of the movie, A, B, or C.
Okay.
And if you get 2 out of 3 of these right, since there were so many Bond movies, it was not hard to come up with them.
Yeah.
If you get 2 out of 3 right, you win the tickets to Stomp, all right?
That's fine. I'm not a Bond fan, so I have no idea, but go ahead. We'll
good thing it's multiple choice. All right. Which Bond girl lived in this one? Pussy Galore in Goldfinger, Xena on a Top in GoldenEye, or Tracy DiVincenzo in On Her Majesty's Secret Service?
We'll guess B.
No, it was A.
Oh, no.
Pussy Galore survived in Goldfinger. All right. You're still alive.
Okay.
If you get the next 2 right, you win. Which of these Bond girls survived the movie? Solange Dimitrios in Casino Royale, Strawberry Fields in Quantum of Solace, or Holly Goodhead in Moonraker?
A.
I'm sorry.
Oh, is it C?
It was C. It was Holly Goodhead. I guess the rule in this game is go with the naughty sounding one.
I think so. Yeah.
Thanks for the try, Jessica.
Thank you. Yeah,
bye-bye. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, kind
of,
yeah.
I have not seen all of the James Bond movies, so no. I wasn't aware of all the names.
Yeah. Julianne's on the phone. How are you, Julianne?
Good. How are you?
Good. So we're going to play Which Bond Girl Lived. Are you ready?
Yep.
Do you get how the game's going to work?
Not really.
Okay. I'll read you three Bond girls. You tell me which one lived to the end of the movie.
Okay.
All right. Here are your options. It's multiple choice.
Okay.
Was it Mayday in A View to a Kill? Was it Honey Rider in Dr. No? Or was it C, Electric King in The World Is Not Enough?
Honey Rider?
It was Honey Rider. She lives through the movie. Here's the next one.
Okay.
Which of these Bond girls lived through the movie? Was it A, Plenty O'Toole in Diamonds Are Forever? Jill Masterson in Goldfinger? Or Tatiana Romanova in From Russia With Love?
Was it B?
No, it was C. A? Tatiana Romanova.
That one's not as naughty sounding.
No, Plenty O'Toole, according to the way they had been going, you would think would have been the one.
That's what I thought it was.
All right. You got one. You got one right, one wrong. It comes down to this. Which of these Bond girls made it through the movie? Was it A, Octopussy in Octopussy, B, Vesper Lynd in Casino Royale, or C, Fatima Blush in Never Say Never Again?
Octopussy.
That is correct.
I knew they had to go dirty on the last one.
All but one was the naughty-ish sounding name. That's funny. Thank you for playing, Julianne. We have got a pair of tickets for you to go see Stomp at the Washington Pavilion on Wednesday, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Music on the way from Train and Pink next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.